Wisconsin Rapids stands to lose $380,000 in tax revenue over the next 2 years because plants owned by the Stora Enso Paper Company are worth $36 million less, according to the new assessment by the Department of Revenue. Mayor Mary Jo Carson doesn't blame the department, and she doesn't blame Stora Enso.
Our argument is not with Stora. Our argument is not even with Department of Revenue. Our argument is with the legislature in reference to the freezing of shared revenue.
Carson wants the legislature to change the shared revenue formula so communities can get more money when they're hit by a declining manufacturing base. Local State Representative Marlon Schneider agrees that the Assembly could take action.
Providing more money into the shared revenue formula, changing the formula, can all be actions that the legislature could take. One of the problems, of course, is that it requires money.
And Schneider says he's not hopeful because, in his view, the Assembly would rather cut taxes and services than help communities in need.
It is a very serious problem, and one that I think is taking Wisconsin more in the direction of becoming more like Mississippi. That isn't healthy in the long run.
Wisconsin Rapids isn't alone. Mayor Carson predicts a revenue crunch in cities all across the state as other struggling paper mills get reassessed. She wants legislators to take action before that happens.
And if we can help them see more clearly, maybe the other communities that will be affected as their paper mills get reassessed will have a better shot at this.
Carson hopes that the shared revenue restrictions will be lifted when legislators in other paper towns understand that what happened in Wisconsin Rapids can also happen to them. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.